From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, we visit the Irish Shader Home for the Aged to highlight a story of tremendous benevolence. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love.
I know firsthand the challenges you have to face when you have a child before you're fully prepared to deal with the reality. I know the impact on your social life. Besides, it could jeopardize your health, education, and potential. So I would say to young people, wait, finish your education, and make sure you are ready before you have a child.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
While I'm living, thanks I'll be giving.
Every year, the National Leadership Prayer Breakfast Organizing Committee takes on an outreach project that they support through funds raised at the annual event. The 36th Prayer Breakfast, held recently, identified the Irish Shader Home for the Aged as the beneficiary for the event's proceeds. The facility is located at 38 Upper First Street, Kingston 12, in the heart of Trench Town.
Mister, who can afford to run, will run. But what about those who can't? They will have to stay. Opportunity.
In 1986, Clive Brown, Adolphus Wilson, Orrit Wellington, Lloyd Ferguson, and veteran DJ David Sinclair, known to most as Tapazuki, came together to open the Irish Shader Home. The building got its name after Tapazuki went to Europe on tour and met Ira Shader, who was interested in helping to develop the home. Ms. Shader and her family garnered support for the home and raised some much-needed funds. The home was able to take care of 12 senior citizens from the community as well as outside. The support continued until 1991, when Ms. Shader became sick and full of age and was no longer able to give. The young men kept the home running, occasionally receiving help from others. One of the founders, Lloyd Ferguson, who is now the sole administrator at the home, says in the year 2000, the Bob Marley Foundation provided some support to the facility.
Like the Bob Marley Foundation, through Rita Marley, like them link up. So Miss Lana Wainwright from the Bob Marley organization, right now them would like to come try and say them can do something. Well, them start. So from this, the over strength we get from them tender from the Bob Marley Foundation. Up to this moment, no, them still are financing our way.
The home also receives help from entities such as the Red Cross and more recently, the Victoria Mutual Building Society. Churches in the area have also been helping at the home. Mr. Ferguson says some of the furniture and fixtures are the same ones with which they opened in 1986.
The home need door, window, the whole other thing that we depend on the home right now from 1986.
He says despite the fact that the home receives financial support from very few entities, he and his staff of two, comprising the ladies he calls Miss Dottie and Miss Maisie, will not stop doing the good that needs to be done.
You see, if we still not get here, we still have to deal with it. We're not destroyed. We are trying our best to keep it alive.
Nevertheless, Mr. Ferguson says some seniors have had to be turned away because of the lack of resources, noting that they only have the means to cater to 6 residents at any given time. But despite the needs that abound, Mr. Ferguson and his staff have lived the old Jamaican saying, where them turn them and make fashion. For instance, where residents need to visit the hospital, the staff would use the wheelchairs to transport them to the hospital over a kilometer away. Despite the various challenges faced, Mr. Ferguson says what he and his 4 friends started when he was only 18 years old was a good thing, and he intends to see it through to the end.
I'm living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray, only him know.
That's all we have time for today. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.